It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6-7 The Fan. Fired up right now. Go to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Ike Reese. Ike, what's going on? How about Devontae Adams?
Man, yeah, how about that? Thank God my fantasy team has been in disarray since he's been out with a phantom hamstring injury the last 2 or 3 weeks. So, yeah, I'm glad he's going to get back on the field. What's up, fellas?
Well, Aaron had nothing to do with this, though. He didn't win this.
Well, you and I know better than that now. Aaron's like the de facto GM up there in New York right now. So, yeah, he's calling all the shots.
Well, we really want to talk to you about what's happening up there in your area. And
okay.
Nick Sirianni.
You sure y'all want to talk about the Jets more?
No,
talk about
we want to
talk about somebody in green, but not the Jets. So Nick Sirianni decides he wants to start joining with the fans. And we know that's normally a mistake in Philly.
Yeah.
Did he cross the wrong line?
Yeah, just not a good look. He may have had well intentions. And here, check this out, B and JP. Now we're getting, I don't know if it's factual or it's true, but a fan who has identified himself as the person that was going back and forth with Nick during this back and forth exchange. And according to this fan who called up to the morning show today on WIP, he's claiming that a lot of it was about run the football. They wanted Nick to run the football earlier in the game, and Nick sort of told him that, I hear you, we'll get to it, we're going to run, this, that, and the other. So he kind of came back later in the game with confirmation or validation that, I told you we'd run the ball, did you like that, or this, that, and the other, something to that effect. So I'm not sure exactly what the exchange was with Nick. It certainly didn't look good. The optics weren't good. That's just not what you expect from your head coach, the face of your franchise. And there's never really any reason, I think, unless there's some sort of extreme case. But in reality, there's never really any reason the head coach or player should be going back and forth with their own fans in the stands.
Yeah, so, I never did it with my own fan, but I did it with the other team fans.
I think it's different from
exactly. You know how we used to do it. Now, yeah, we had no problem arguing with team fans. Yeah, no problem with that.
But I also think it's different for a player than it is for the coach.
No, totally. Totally agree with that. No, totally agree with that. He has a higher level of responsibility as the head coach, as the guy who was supposed to be, quote unquote, the adult in the room and setting a great example for his players. Because the last thing he would want is for his players to do that.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with you on that. It's really not the same. And he came out. I was happy that he walked it back and he apologized for it yesterday in his post-game press. I mean, not his post-game. His day after press conference, he apologized for it. And he reiterated that this morning on WIP when he came on his weekly morning show, that he realizes that that's just something that doesn't necessarily represent who he is and who the organization wants him to represent. It's not a good look. It's just not a good look. Any way you slice it, it's not a good look.
Agreed. Now, So here's where I'm kind of more curious. We're talking with our friend Ike Reese. You can hear him afternoons in Philly on WIP from 2 to 6. You can follow him on Twitter at Ike58Reese. So Sirianni comes into that game, shaves his head, fights with the fan. Post-game, he brings his kids to the post-game. You guys played in the league between the two of you for more than 20 years. I've been covering this. I've been in post-game press conferences for over a decade. I've never seen anyone have their kids. And maybe after a Super Bowl win or something. How bizarre was that?
It is, and he's done it a couple times since he's been here as the head coach. And like you said, it's been I think it was after the NFC Championship game win over San Francisco. So sometimes it's obviously sort of understandable and acceptable. I want to be mindful and sensitive when talking about what someone does with their kids, right? So I want to be mindful of that, and so I don't want to overstep my boundary there. But we all know in this business, and me and B as former players, and even you as a guy who may have been in press conferences where you're asking questions, if whether you won the game or not, if there are narratives out there that could lead to tough questions and possibly tough answers, that's not the environment you want to have kids in, because I think it kind of disarms people from being able to do their job to a degree.
That's exactly what I thought.
So I totally understand why media members did not like it and felt it was sort of an underhanded way to sort of disarm them from being able to ask tough questions to Nick Sirianni, which he certainly has the obligation as the head coach to sort of answer. But he came on today, and he did not back down from having his kids up there. He actually doubled down on that, and he talked about what it means to him to have his family up there, his kids, how they enjoy it, like all of that. So I just want to be respectful and not stepping on that. But I totally get where that rubbed people the wrong way by having the kids up there yesterday.
You know, I said, based off of the things that had transpired, he was trying to disarm them. I immediately thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to say that didn't cross my mind. I'm like, yeah, you put the kids up there. Yeah, you're probably not going to get a lot of tough questions today. So it definitely crossed my mind as well.
All right. So I think you'll like this. I'm looking at your Twitter feed, and you posted so WIP posted Kevin from Warminster, who called in and said, "Oh, it was me, Sirianni, he was fighting with. It was actually good natured." Not sure I buy it, but I like it.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know if it's true or if it's not, but yeah. And I would say this. The only thing I would say to that and Kevin, who called up to I don't know, sort of defend his interaction with Nick Sirianni, if it was him, I would have found that to be a reasonable explanation had Coach Sirianni said that after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't necessarily a confrontational back and forth. It was me and the fan. He wanted me to run the ball a little more earlier in the game, and I told him that we were going to do it and we'll get to it, and I sort of went back to him after the game to sort of ask him, like, is that okay with you? Do you like that? So I think we could all look at that as sort of good-natured back and forth.
Yeah.
He didn't explain that after the game. So I it's hard for me to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would have been a reasonable explanation.
He was too busy juggling his three kids at the podium. He couldn't get to the story. We're talking with Ike Reese, 9-year NFL vet, 7 years playing for the Eagles. Ike, you'll like this.
That was actually a good line. That was pretty good.
The Skins signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he played for about a quarter, and he hurt his hip?
Yeah.
We had a caller call in that say
he actually hurt his hip the week before on a water slide.
On a water slide at this park.
At a water park. And that, wow, that took on its own little, and apparently Fitz hates that that story exists. So these callers, you never know.
Did he deny it? I'm assuming he denied the story, right?
I don't think he ever addressed it directly.
I think PFT commenter asked him about it, and he just kind of, ignored it and plowed right through. So
hey, man.
Who knows, man?
Saying nothing sometimes mean guilt.
So it's funny because normally I would say, you know, separate this weekend's craziness with Sirianni from the big picture of the talent Philly has, and you know, they're a game back behind the Skins in the NFC East. Can you separate the craziness from everything Philly's got going?
I'm trying to. I know some people can't. Listen, this team is in a bad spot with a portion of this fan base. You know, the portion of the fan base is not happy with how the team is playing. Even with the three wins, they haven't necessarily been quote-unquote clean wins. Mm-hmm. They've always had to overcome some sort of adversity. And even though we didn't turn the ball over at all this past game, you know, not blowing the Browns out has really caused consternation amongst the fan base as well. So it's a weird dynamic with the fans right now with this team. I don't think there are very many people that love the way that they're playing or love the prospects moving forward. And then there are some that are still hopeful and hanging on to some of that belief we had prior to the season that, at least from an offensive standpoint, this should be one of the best offenses in the league when you look at the type of talent they have on the offensive side of the football. Got to get Jalen to playing cleaner football, meaning he can't contribute to losses by turning the ball over.
Yeah.
And like I said, last week was the first game, I believe, in 9 straight games that he didn't turn the ball over. So that's a step in the right direction. I think there's still a lot of skepticism when you look at the team moving forward. And it's going to take a few more wins, you know, before people are ready to stick our chest out right now and be boastful about the way the Eagles are playing. So I think we're kind of in this sort of mixed place as a fan base, as half in, half out, as far as what we believe the team could do. Prior to the season, we were talking NFC championship game, Super Bowl, like that's what we were thinking prior to the season. I don't think you can get very many people that would throw that out there right now based on what they look like after 5 weeks.
But the combination of the way that they finished last season and also the way things are going now and people not being happy, is it any chance he can be in the hot seat?
Well, this is the other thing that drives people crazy, fellas, is that the fans have certainly put him on a hot seat. a lot of the fans want to get rid of him during the bye week. So,
wow.
So as far as that go with the fans, yeah, that's where the team was 2-2. But the way they lost to Tampa, that had a lot of people upset. So I don't know if he's on the hot seat, or let's put it this way. I don't know how hot his seat is with the organization.
Okay.
I would say this. I think it's about the end result. Jeffrey Lurie has been an owner through his tenure. He's only fired one coach during the season, and that was with one game left to go, and that was Chip Kelly. So he usually
lets
his – yeah, right. Yeah. But he usually lets his coaches finish the season. You know, I was a part of the 3-13 team in 98 with Ray Rhodes, and he let Coach finish out the entire season and then did what he was going to do at the end of the season. When Andy was in his last year, Andy was 4-12, and that was a terrible season. He waited to the end of the season to do it. So that's usually, even with Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson at the end of 2020, I think the team was 4-12 also.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they waited to the end of the season to do anything. So I think, Nick, at the end result will tell whether or not he's going to be here moving forward. This team has to be better at the end of the season than they are right now. And I would imagine he has to be in the postseason. It'd be hard for me to see him not making the postseason and then still being here moving forward. But it's a lot of football left to play. It's 12 games left to play.
Yeah.
He's going to have a chance to change all of this around over the next 12 weeks, him and his players.
Totally. It's so bizarre because Philly last year, the first two-thirds of the season was an absolute wagon, and then just the wheels fell off. And you said something really interesting there. Like, I pulled up the numbers, and maybe I got this wrong. Through five games, Jalen Hurts has 9 turnovers? I got four picks and 5 fumbles?
Yeah.
It's been bad, hard to win, man.
It's hard to win that way, and, you know, and that's why I think if Jalen starts to play a cleaner game and plays better, this team should be in position to win the majority of their games. Now, whether or not they do it, they still have to go out and do it, but it certainly doesn't help when your most important player isn't playing his best brand of football. So I thought Sunday was a good indicator that they're headed in the right direction. They seem to all be pulling in the same direction. And I tell you this, talking to some of the guys yesterday, we do some player shows over at Chickies and Pete's on Mondays, and it seems like the players are trying to use some of this to rally around and rally for each other, including the head coach, and maybe they're going to try to use this to sort of push forward. You know how we are as players, teammates. We can try to take anything and make it for us. Yeah, and make it a rallying call. So it feels like that's the message that I'm getting from some of the players, that it's like, okay, we understand nobody's pleased or happy with how we're playing, but we know what we're capable of, and we're working to get towards that. And that's what it feels like they're trying to message out there. So, again, 12 weeks left to go. Listen, that squad down there you guys have, that's become a new problem to have to think about now. So it's like, you know, Washington is a team that we certainly are keeping an eye on, and but we got to take care of our own business here first before it even matters what we do against our division rivals. They got to beat the Giants coming up this week.
Yeah, so, but three of the next four on the road, too.
We talked earlier about Jahan Dotson. What is he doing?
Oh, man, I want to call you, bro. Return the sender. Return the sender. Oh, man. You know how you get a gift? And you're like, okay, I thought this was a good gift, man. Where is the return slip so I can send this gift back? No, in all seriousness, I shouldn't be hard on Jahan. But I will say this, B, you kept it real with us. You told us that, man, it's just something there that ain't clicking, and there's a sort of how bad do you want it and how great do you want to be factor that could be missing from the young man. I will say this. It's not as if he's got a ton of targets and he's dropping the ball or anything of that nature, so I can't look at that. But it's more or less like, man, when he does get a target, it's like, oh, I forgot Dotson was on the squad. Like, I forgot he was on the team. Like, I didn't even know he was here. So, to be honest, hasn't made much of an impact at all. He did have, I think he had one clutch catch Sunday, but, man, it has not been what we thought we were getting when they traded for a former first-round pick. That's really, what is it, his third year? Still a young player?
Yep.
Yeah, still a young player. I really was expecting a little more out of him as a third guy. I don't know why they haven't been able to sort of get him somehow involved in the offense. I just don't get it.
Ike, man, thank you for making time
Appreciate
for us.
Brother, we'll do, man.
So the Commanders-Eagles is Thursday night, 5 weeks from now. So we'll have to get you back.
November 14th, yes.
That's going to be a fun one, man.
And that's the first time I heard you call them the Commanders. You've been calling them the Skins since I've been on here with you.
Yeah, I'm trying.
He wavers.
I'm trying. I used to draw the logo on my notebooks. Like,
yes, I'm with you. It's yes.
One thing that is interesting, though, like you mentioned, Jaden and this team really got things cooking. The name discussion has gone away because folks just care about the football.
It's not winning.
How about that? Yeah. No, that's a good one you guys got down there, man.
Yeah, he can play, man.
Man, I felt he was the best quarterback in the draft coming out. So, and I said that on Twitter and everything. I just think he's polished. He's a guy that's that the roller coaster ride you get with the kid in Chicago who has so much talent. Sometimes he doesn't know what to do with it. This kid you guys have down there seems to be in complete control of everything, and at a young age, that is very impressive.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
We're going to have our work cut out for us up here over the next decade.
You're trying to fatten frogs and snakes, man. We're not paying
of course I am.
We're not buying that. Forget everything y'all just heard, people that's listening.
Ike, man, thank you for the time, dude.
All right, bro. Thank you, man.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. Ike Reese, you can listen to him afternoons on WIP in Philadelphia. That's Odyssey Station, right? We're like brothers?
I don't know.
I think so.
Used to be CBS.
Follow him at Ike58Reese. When we come back, some idiot said DC's the worst. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Town. If you missed any of our interview with Ike Reese, you should listen to it, because Ike's funny as hell. We asked him about Jahan Dotson. He said, return to sender, which is just a hell of a line.
Oh, boy.
There's a few things, a couple show announcements. We're going to open the phones at noon. A lot of Twitter GMs out there. A lot of ideas. We are here. We're willing to listen to your ideas, okay? High noon, phone's
JP
open.
JP is willing to listen to your ideas.
Barstool Nate joins us at 1 o'clock. Pass rushers, whatever you think of Max Crosby, Hassan Reddick is available. Like, there are pass rushers available.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The trade deadline has ramped up and up and up every year in the NFL. Since Adam Peters got here, he traded Jahan Dotson in August. Yeah. You just saw Davante Adams get traded. The Davante one is unique, I think, because he just wanted out of Vegas and he was only going to the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Go play with his boy.
Brian, are you familiar with the work of Nate Silver?
Nah.
So he is quite famous. He's got 3.5 million Twitter followers. He's an author. He's a political pundit. He is, I believe, the founder, perhaps, of this website 538. Which tries to predict elections. He's a politics guy.
Okay.
And in turn, Lanville, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure Nate Silver's most famous for loudly getting the Hillary Clinton Donald Trump election wrong.
I think he said there was no way Trump could win. We all know how that happened. But I would argue, I don't know if Nate Silver lives here now, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised in that he makes his money sucking off the government teat that so many do.
You corrected it. I didn't know where you were going with that.
And I'm so sick and tired of these nerd carpetbaggers that live here and make money because of the influence and access and appropriations committees that this city offers that then just want to bag on the city.
Yeah.
Go back to, I just looked up, Nate Silver. You're from East Lansing, Michigan. Go back there.
Yeah, go there and see how good it'll be.
I mean.
Not very good place.
Like, if you're here, nobody's making you be here. Get the hell out. Why am I mad at Nate Silver, you wonder?
Why?
Lanville sent me this tweet from Nate Silver.
Should be mad at Lanville for sending you the tweet.
Nah, I'm mad at Nate Silver. I'm not mad at Lanville.
If DC, he knew it was going to upset you.
If D.C. had cool sports teams, it would be a radically improved city. It's the worst sports town in America. Why are the D.C. sports franchises so weird? Wizards, Commanders, Nats, Caps, all of these brands are punching below their weight, except maybe the Caps. Wizards are in a rebuild. Nats have owners who won't spend a dollar. Commanders are probably the hottest ticket in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
And the Caps have the greatest goal scorer ever. Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
I just, these takes are so cliche and trite and lame. And
he's just talking about
the hell
stuff.
Out of here.
He's not talking about what's going on right now presently.
It's just so
Nate
unoriginal.
Silver should pucker up.
It's just so unoriginal. I don't claim that DC is the best sports town in America. I don't claim that. Uh-huh. Honestly, you know what city impressed the hell out of me? Well, Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
The fact, it's one thing for that Bengals game to be rowdy like it was, but the Reds stink. And we were there on Sunday when the Reds had a game.
And
that place was packed with Reds
fans. The whole damn town was dressed.
In Reds gear.
And they walk around all day with their little, they look like Halloween every day. Orange and black.
Yeah.
So. You looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
I think Pittsburgh's a really good sports town.
Huge.
I think Boston's a really good sports town. Philly's a really good sports town.
Yep.
Like, I'm aware of what are the good ones. As much as I don't like
it. But we're
like
not the worst. That's a fact.
Dude, I mean, L.A., Miami, Atlanta. Like,
In L.A. and Miami, they can care less about the sports. You got so much going on, to be honest with you.
I listen, man, it's just why these people that live here and come here, nobody's making you come here, dude. I don't know. Maybe you live in New York. I don't know where the hell you live. I don't care. You make a living profiteering off the business of politics.
Yeah.
So no one is making you operate in DC. And the thing that really pisses me off as a native of this city is that the whole area? How many people live in the DMV? 3 million? No. I don't know. 2 million? 1 million? 100 million? Whatever it is, all the people here aren't profiteering off the government like you are.
Mm-hmm.
People here are DJs and run 7-Eleven and are insurance agents and accountants and real estate agents and architects, and they're just living their regular life. And because you have to operate in this stupid space where you make a lot of money off of the business of government, which is not supposed to be a business. It's supposed to be an act that helps people across the country. But no. You get to poke and criticize and do whatever you want, and that's how you make a living. So then you decide to dunk on the city and the people that live there. I'm freaking tired of it.
Tell them what you think.
Tired of it. Please stop. You're a bunch of losers.
One finger salute to you, Nate.
Now, in far better news, far, far better news, Jeff Walker locked his keys in his car, and in the next segment is going to call us live from the street as he attempts to break back into his car. He has a very long screwdriver. Let's get a picture for Twitter.
The screwdriver is not long. It's some kind of, I don't know what the hell that is. What is that?
It's a rod used to run wires through the ceiling.
So you gonna try to run it through the window?
Try. I'm going to.
Don't break your window, dog.
I'm not, bro.
What do you got? You got a piece of cardboard.
I got a piece of cardboard, a flathead screwdriver, and this wire rod.
He was talking to what's my man? Roger.
Roger Dodger.
And you know, I always think Roger's talking to himself sometimes. And Roger,
I think
talking,
Roger is talking to himself.
Roger was talking, and I didn't see nobody. Then Jeff came around the corner. I was like, oh, I thought he was having a full conversation.
How do you think Jeff's gonna fare breaking into his own car? Let's make our predictions.
Well, it's his own car. He's not breaking into it. He's just going into his car.
Okay. Do you think he will accomplish the mission?
I think he will. The only problem is once he does it, then people are gonna say, "Well, damn, he did that so good. How often do you do stuff like this?"
And then it's people in the stream talking about something. That's why you get AAA. I got AAA. They're having
Had AAA to give to him as well.
They're having technical difficulties. I was on the phone waiting for someone to answer the phone for 30 minutes, and then as soon as they answered the phone, they started talking. The phone disconnected, which led me to this.
Landfill, how do you think it's going to go? How do you think it's going to go for Jeff?
Not great. Not great.
Y'all gotta have some faith in you.
Can
boy.
I get like?
So you gotta have.
Can I get 9-1 odds that Jeff breaks his own window? Remember when Jeff broke his hand getting in a fight with his car?
He put a pass rush move on the car door. He broke his hand.
All right, coming up next, Jeff Walker attempts to break into his own car.
Oh Lord!
Because you gotta have faith, faith, faith. Now I don't know if Landfill is playing this song because this is Boy George, correct? No, not Boy George. What's the dude's name?
George Michael.
George Michael, thank you. Landfill, maybe Jeff's just a huge George Michael fan, or he's saying we have to have faith in Jeff's ability to break into his own car.
Because he don't have any. Landfill don't have any faith in
him. I don't think he does. B-Mitch does. I'm somewhere in the middle. Hello, Jeff. This is Radio History. You there?
What's up, bro? Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Are you in the car yet?
I have the screwdriver wedged. I have the goddaggone cardboard in there.
Hey, before you insert yourself to your own car, I just want to say I appreciate you not calling in from a toilet this time and calling in trying to break into your own car.
I'll call in from the toilet again if I have to.
We don't want that.
You don't have to, bud.
We probably got somebody who could do some live play-by-play. We got Doc walking up right now.
Oh, Doc's there? Can you put Doc on the phone, please?
All right, I got you. Hold on. He walking up now. Doc, we want to talk to you. I locked my key in the door, dog.
Hey, Doc, is he trying to break into people's car?
Saying this, see if you can pull this off.
Doc, how much faith do you have in young Jeff Walker?
Experience. So we're dealing with a guy that's done this before.
How's it look out there, Doc? A little bit of inaudibleness here.
I can't believe Landfill didn't come out to assist. Personal nail value.
Oh, winds of change are blowing. We're waiting with bated breath here to see if Jeff can pull
happening.
It off.
It don't seem like it's happening.
It doesn't sound like they're in the car yet.
It does not sound like they're in the car yet.
I mean, if they could find a hammer, I could get in real easy.
Just break the window?
Sure.
Closer.
How's it going, Doc?
Doc on the phone.
We don't know if we got anybody now.
I have a perfect song for this.
What the hell is going on?
Perfect song. Perfect song for this.
What do we got, Doc? Doc, how's it going there, dude?
Doc, I listen.
Well, he is here, guys. I'm giving you correspondent DOC on location.
Is he getting close, Doc?
Are we really, really doing this?
Maybe we're not. Here's what we'll do. we're just going to wait. If they come back, they come back, I think. I don't know what the hell's going on out there. I wish we had sent one of these terrible live stream cameras out there.
He got it.
Victory for Jeff Walker.
Congrats, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, why are you so damn tired?
Yeah, why are you so tired?
Because, dog, holding that door open, holding that door open with the goddamn screwdriver hurt.
You mean the window?
No, you had to hold the door open. You don't go through the window. That's how you break the window.
What did you do?
He pried the door away from the thing.
Yeah, I pried the door away, slid the cardboard in the middle, took it down closer to the door, to the handle, put the wire thing in there.
To pop the lock?
Yeah, that might have been the door, Jeff.
Yeah, I hit the automated locks. It opened it right up.
Oh, the little, unlock lock button?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm impressed, Jeff. And I also got to ask.
I'm with Doc, though. Doc, look like he done that before, right?
Yeah, how are you so familiar with this act?
Nah, dog. One of my closest aunts used to work for AAA, so I know what tools she used, and I just know how to do it.
I don't know that I believe that answer, but that's fine. congratulations, man. I'm really glad you.
I'm glad you didn't get arrested.
Yeah, dude. I think if a cop drove by and you were doing what you were doing, they'd have some questions for sure.
Nah, is that so?
Actually, police outside. There's some police outside. The tow truck outside.
Well, couldn't those guys have helped you a little easier? Don't they have a master key?
Nah.
Hey, look, dude.
They might have a Jimmy.
I had to tackle it myself.
They had a Jimmy. They could have got you out of there quicker, dog.
Nah, because then they probably would have tried to charge me outrageously.
Will you do me one more favor, Jeff? Because you're getting things done today. Tell Doc that if he's interested, he can be the first person to propose a hypothetical trade to Brian and I. Because that sounds really up Doc's alley.
Yes.
All right. Congratulations, Jeff. Broke into his own car. Got his keys back. Well done, sir. When we return, phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Trade deadline is in the air. Commanders fans got itchy, itchy trade fingers. Devontae Adams just got traded. Adam Peters traded away Jahan Dotson, 6 weeks ago-ish, maybe 2 months ago. Trade winds are a-blowing. Jeff's breaking into his car, and we're taking your calls next.
Let us know what's happening.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.